It's showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? This is the Challenge podcast. My name is Jake Scheidel. Each week I ask my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, how are you today?
Jake, I'm good. We're in a transitional period where there aren't any holidays for me to do cold open banter about, so I don't know. I mean, it's apparently you got a lot of snow.
It's January. Everybody knows the snowiest month is January on record. Yeah, we're getting probably 10 inches of snow over the course of 30 hours.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot. I'm not excited to go out. You mentioned you're looking at moving. I'm also looking at moving this week, and I am not excited to have to leave my apartment to do that, because it's
Not sound like fun.
No. No. How are you doing? Are you excited for the move, Thomas?
I mean, I don't know when. Our lease isn't up until July.
My God, you guys are so on top of things. I waited until the last week possible to start looking at new places. And I'll tell you what, that was a bad move. Shouldn't have done that.
It's a great way it's a great way to do it. I think we can all agree.
You should probably start thinking about moving months in advance, not a week. But, you know, I'm not a smart guy. I'm not a TJ Maury. I feel like
you're not a what?
I feel like I always reference that show Smart Guy and then can never
His name is Taj Mowry.
TJ Lavin. That's why I had TJ on the brain. TJ Laffin. Speaking of TJ Laffin, Thomas, did you watch The Challenge Double Agents last night?
Jake, I did. They had me TJ Laffin all the damn night.
Mm-hmm.
With all the jokes and japes that were going on.
A lot of jokes and japes this week on The Challenge. This week's episode was called Die Another J.
Great. Yeah. Best title of the season.
I think that's a solid title.
Finally, they actually did something with a Bond title.
Yeah. Instead of just taking the name.
Yeah. They made a fun pun with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what do you want? This is what you want from the show.
I'll tell you what I want. I want puns on James Bond film names. That's exactly what I'm looking for.
Yeah. Give me what I want.
I don't feel like I'm asking for a lot. Okay. This episode started with everybody being mad at Jay, but Teresa comes to his defense, claiming that it was her plan to throw in Cam. So don't be mad at Jay. And I said, thank you, Teresa. Nobody should be mad at Jay. We love Jay.
Yeah, don't be mad at Jay. It's never his fault. He's a sweet angel boy.
He is. Teresa talks to CT in the morning and targets Darrell, which, you know what? That's coming back. Seemed like a throwaway scene until the end of the episode. What do you think of Darrell? I feel like, have you seen any seasons with him?
It's weird that a guy that has been as successful on this show as he has left so small a footprint.
Well, he had a...
They don't treat him like he's important.
Because this is his first season in a long time, and like he was unstoppable when he started. He won his first four seasons. And then kind of stopped doing it, and then came back for Dirty 30, and was eliminated in a purge really early on, and now he's back, I guess. But yeah, it's like they never focus on him. It's so weird, because he seems like a cool dude.
I have nothing but respect for Darrell. Yeah. But it doesn't really seem like they care that much about him being on the show.
I know, which is unfortunate, because I feel like he could bring a lot to it. Granted, there's still 20 people on this season. Maybe once
the problem is that they haven't really whittled it down that much.
Darrell, I think, might be the second most winningest person after Johnny Bananas with 4. I don't think... How many has CT won? Thomas, you're a trivia fiend. How many seasons of The Challenge has CT won? I know it's at least 2,
Jake,
maybe
I am
3,
a,
maybe 4.
Until they start asking questions about MTV's The Challenge at Bar Trivia, whenever I'm able to do that again, I don't know that I'll have that answer for you.
Well, you know what?
I haven't prepared for this.
Gonna make it happen. Fessy tries to have a heart-to-heart with Corey and claims that he's self-conscious.
My God. This is the angriest I've ever been at this show. Him just being like, bro, I'm shy. Bro.
Dude.
I'm so shy.
You don't get it. You can get every lady you want, this, Corey.
I just have a hard time. I got anxiety, bro. I got a hard time talking to people. And, like, people think I'm so cocky. But it's like, dude, I love so much Kyle being there reacting to it. Because he was just like, it looked exactly like I did. Like, Corey, like, you know better. Like, this is, not only is this not, like, any kind of explanation. It's, like, the most self-serving bullshit. But, like, he thinks you're stupid.
Yeah. I think Corey's biggest fault is, like, loving loyalty. Like, that's why he and Nelson have this multi-season arc. It's just, like, they're so loyal to each other. And they assumed...
Which is a dumb thing to expect in this game. So, like, I'm
stupid.
Sorry.
So stupid. But to think that Fessy, like, from Big Brother is going to hold that same kind of loyalty for you? No, it's not happening.
It's insane, but it's like, that's the thing I kept thinking with this, is like, anytime that anybody, especially like when Corey was whining about this, it's like, it's fine if you're mad if somebody like lies to you, but like, their job is not to get you $1 million, their job is to get them $1 million.
Right, and that's
like, that's what the game
that's
is.
That's what Fessy kept saying when he threw himself into elimination that week. It was like, look, I'm just looking out for me, and it's like, yeah, I don't like what you did, but I get why you did it. That makes a lot of sense. You do want
to
win.
Yeah, like, you don't want to go out of your way to piss people off.
Right.
Like, there's obviously, like, there's some nuance to it, but at the end of the day, they're not here for you to win $1 million. Mm-hmm. They're here for them to win $1 million.
Yeah. Meanwhile, speaking of Big Brother people, Devin continues to target the Big Brother Alliance. Continues to be a great season for Devin.
Love it. Yeah, this is Devin's finest season, I would say.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was looking at his wiki or whatever. His, like, page on the challenge wiki. This is his first season in quite a few. And he used to be a regular. So I'm very glad that he's come back. People are saying that he is, like, the new narrator on the show, like Johnny Bananas had been before he, I guess, retired. And I was like... Yeah, I mean, I feel like he fills that role really well.
He's better at it.
He's better
he's
at it.
He's a better
yeah.
version
he's
of it.
He's not annoying. Well, he is annoying, but he's not as annoying as Johnny.
But, like,
Bananas.
He's annoying in a charming way.
Yeah.
Charming and annoying.
Yeah. Then we get to the mission, and it is called Aerial Takedown. Everybody hangs on some cargo underneath a helicopter, and they're supposed to knock each other off. This looked like a really fun challenge.
Yeah, I feel like I'd be kind of freaked out.
Oh, absolutely. As you should be. It looked terrifying, but it also looked like a lot of fun. Casey won the first women's heat, and then the whole first men's heat is disqualified for not participating because they're scared of water and falling. Get out of here.
This is pathetic.
Get out of here. Teresa wins the second women's heat, and then most of the second men's heat is also disqualified. So when the challenge finishes, TJ tells the women they did a great job and then says, but boys, you guys fucking sucked. I love when TJ cusses.
Disappointed dad TJ was on full display. Dude. He was not happy about this.
This is, we talk about this being Devin's season. I think this is TJ's season. I mean, every season is TJ's season, but it feels like he's really coming into his own.
What a season from TJ.
Man, he's doing great. I wonder how TJ would do on the show as a contestant.
Probably kill it. He'd probably win.
Yeah, probably. And nobody would want to vote him in. Like, you know what, TJ? You've been here long enough. You should win this one. So Casey and Leroy win the challenge by 1 second, beating out Jay and Teresa. Back at the house, Teresa wants to take out Amber B. What are your opinions on Amber B? I feel like we haven't talked about her a lot.
She hasn't gotten a lot of screen time, but I don't know. She seems all right. She didn't allow herself to be manipulated, which is good.
Yeah. I mean, I really like any rookie who comes in and is, like, not taking shit from the vets, and she's one of those people this season, so that's fun. Then we have a party, as always. We have a COVID-safe party. It's always weird. Do you think about coronavirus when you see, like, the security guards and producers in masks behind the scenes?
It is weird. It was like when you would see, it's like when you watch basketball or whatever and you see all the coaches are wearing them, mm-hmm. but also the refs aren't wearing them and none of the players are.
Yeah, and then the players will wear masks when they're not on the court.
Like, when they're on the bench, yeah. It's like, okay, I mean, like, I get what you're...
Either everybody should be wearing. I think everybody should be wearing masks at all times. In both the challenge and basketball. None of it really makes
sense. Yeah, there's no consistency to it. There's no internal consistency.
No. So at this party, Devin winds up Fessy to the point that Josh has to be the one to calm him down.
This was great because it was just more like golden retriever brain from Josh, where Josh was like, bro, he's just trying to wind you up. You got to get out of here. And then they get Fessy out of there and immediately he winds Josh up and Josh tries to fight him.
He's so stupid. Yeah.
He's genuinely one of the dumbest people I've ever seen on a TV show.
Absolutely. I can't stand him. My caught up to this show. You know when you're in a relationship with somebody and you like veto each other's TV shows if you don't want to watch it? She vetoed Survivor and then wanted to watch Survivor with me because I wouldn't stop talking about it. And then she did the same thing with The Challenge. And then guess what? She wanted to watch The Challenge. So
what? So we can hear both sides on this one. What TV shows have you vetoed? Have you vetoed any?
I vetoed Supernatural when she vetoed Survivor, or she calls it Supernat. Okay. So this is the compromise.
I respect your decision.
Thank you. This is the compromise we came to. I'll watch as many seasons of Supernat as we watch of Survivor. But guess what? We're four seasons into Survivor and zero seasons into Supernat, which I'm
pleased that's with. Right. Dudes rock.
She's going to be so mad at me. So we were watching this season just talking shit about Josh the whole time, and then we moved on to last season, Total Madness, and I forgot Josh was also on that season. So whenever his talking head would pop up, like, oh yeah, Josh, remember him?
Hey, it's this dumbass
idiot. I hope Josh doesn't listen to this podcast.
Yeah, you know, whatever. Like, I mean what I said.
He doesn't allow replies on his tweets.
That's good for him.
Yeah. She's like, okay, so you are somewhat self-aware.
You know what? If Josh listens to this, I respect that you don't allow replies on your tweets.
There we go. Josh throws a bottle of water at Kyle.
At Kyle.
And a fight ensues. You know what I learned about Kyle this week? That makes me him even more. He has a little disease called type 1 diabetes. So that means...
What? He's type 1 diabetic? Yeah. Oh my god, you have to root for him to win now.
Yeah, exactly. It took me 5-6 seasons, however long Kyle's been on, for me to like Kyle, but I like Kyle now. But
he's like your new athlete role model after the guy that was a great swimmer and diver.
Yeah, and we all remember his name. There was a poster of him in my doctor's office as a child.
The guy that was on the poster, yeah.
Also during this fight, what was fun, CT was wearing a shirt that I also own. So that made me feel pretty cool.
I wasn't paying attention. What shirt was he wearing?
It's just like the classic like MTV logo shirt, but it's got rainbow burst is the color.
Oh, I remember when you bought that. You bought that while we were covering the challenge, didn't you?
It's very likely.
I think I remember you talking to me about that, and I was like, oh, that's cool.
I really like the shirt. It's a really comfortable shirt.
It's a good shirt.
And it lets everybody know that I love MTV. Every day I'm like, I want my MTV. The next morning, Devin apologizes to Gabby for being an instigator. This is new shit for Devin, too. He never apologizes.
Sorry, Devin has to apologize for who he is. Yeah. I don't think he should have to. No. But, you know, it was nice of him to consider his partner's feelings.
Yeah, that's very nice of him. Then at the nominations, deliberations, whatever they call them on this show, Devin apologizes to the entire house. Also new shit for Devin. Teresa calls CT a rat for wanting to target Darrell, but it doesn't work, and the whole house still guns for Jay and Teresa.
It was great because you can tell that Anissa definitely believes her, but like the most like obvious tell that CT was lying was when he was like, and no one believes you. Like no one will believe you. It's like, yeah, that's when you're definitely like not lying, that's what you say.
Yeah. And she mentioned that she like took notes on all of their conversations, which I
No, and honestly though, like Teresa deserved to not benefit from this because, like, she was acting like a crazy person the entire time.
Yeah. This is not a great episode.
Like, that, I loved Jay being like, it's great to see your partner jump to your defense. Please stop.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it feels good. It's not working. Please stop doing this.
Yeah.
Stop helping Teresa.
So Jay and Teresa get voted in. Before we get to the crater, though, Thomas, it is time for the Music Minute. Music make you lose control. Music make you lose control. May have noticed some hesitation in my voice because I did almost call it the Magic Minute, which is something else. We had Lay It Down by Rat, everybody's favorite song by Rat.
Yeah, like I said to Jake before we started recording, I definitely was expecting to hear a Rat song that wasn't Round and Round, and I definitely have heard a Rat song that wasn't Round and Round in my life before this.
Yeah, it was Lay It Down by Rat, everybody's favorite song. Maybe because Teresa...
You know what? I gotta give Rat credit on this one. They wrote a song called Round and Round and then did not storm the Capitol. So, you know, more than you can say for Ariel Pink.
There you go. The other song featured this week was Shout by Tears for Fears. It is the second
terrific
Tears for Fears song they've used this season.
They can play as many Tears for Fears songs as they want.
Don't tempt them.
What is this show? The Tears for Fears concert I went to several years ago?
Oh, I didn't know you did that. That's fun. When was that?
Yeah, I saw them at Frederick Meyer Gardens. They were very good.
I still think about... Did you see... You saw St. Vincent there, right?
I saw St. Vincent and David Byrne there. Yeah, that is still my favorite concert I've ever been to.
If there's ever a concert that I am upset that I missed out on, it's that one. That sounds so much fun.
It was great.
You might remember St. Vincent and David Byrne from our David versus Goliath coverage. They had a song called... They had an album called Love This Giant. And David Byrne's name is David, so it fit perfectly. Tears for Fears, Shout, was the second single off their second album, which was titled Songs from the Big
Chair. Songs from the Big Chair.
Oh, you know this album.
It's a great... Dude, it's a fucking great album.
Okay. It was released November 19th, 1984... So you might call this song a bit Orwellian, huh?
Yeah, ho-ho.
Anything that happened in 1984 is, in fact, Orwellian. And anything that happens,
Jake,
on Fonz is also Orwellian.
I was just listening to the song Mother's Talk off this album, which is also good. Yeah. But this is the album that had their three huge hit singles on it. It had Everybody Wants to Rule the World, it had Head Over Heels, and it had, of course, Shout.
Shout. Shout. This was their sixth top 40 hit. How high do you think it got on the top 40?
Number one.
Got number one right here in the US of A. All the way up to number four in the UK, despite them being a British band. Got higher here.
I'm surprised it didn't go to number one in the UK.
Well, British people don't like to be told what to do, and they also don't like shouting. Not like us Americans. We love to shout. We love to storm the Capitol.
It's true, we do. We love to let it all out.
Do you know the lead singer's name of Tears for Fears?
Well, they both sing on, I think that they both kind of share those duties, but it's Roland, I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
Here's the thing, Thomas, to be completely honest, I was hoping you did so I wouldn't have to try to pronounce it.
No, I don't. I'm sorry, right. I don't.
Roland Orzabal, I believe, I'm guessing. He thought this song would just be an album track when he wrote it, but the keyboardist and their producer were convinced it would be a hit. The song...
They were right.
Yeah, it's a great song. It's about the aftermath of the Cold War and how everybody felt very anxious all the time about that. Like, fucking relatable. And the song has been officially remixed 15 different times.
Wow.
It's a good song. It's a good song.
It is a good song. Those first two, like the third Tears for Fears album is fine. It's got a couple good songs on it, but those first two Tears for Fears albums, stone cold classics. Absolutely flawless.
Yeah, hey, stone cold.
The Hurting is also very good.
Speaking of stone cold, Royal Rumble tonight.
Oh yeah. The Royal Rumble.
The Royal Rumble. Can't even
Who you got, Jake? Who's taken home the number one contender main event WrestleMania.
Well, wait, I mean, I already mentioned it. This was the segue into talking about the Royal Rumble. Obviously, Stone Cold Steve Austin is coming in number 30, and he's going to take that belt off of Roman Reigns at WrestleMania.
Wow.
So, who you got at the Royal Rumble? There is.
I wish that I could say Big E, but he's got the Intercontinental title, so he probably won't.
Yeah, but what if?
But that's who they should. That's who they should give it to. I bet it's going to be like Goldberg.
God, I hope not. I don't care. It's funny that you call it the Royal Rumble, because did you know there is a character in WWE now called Ramblin' Rabbit?
I didn't know
it's
that.
It's very funny. He gets killed off every episode he's on. It's very fun. Anyway, that's the end of Wrestling Corner, everybody's favorite segment. Watch the Royal Rumble tonight. At the crater, TJ reveals the votes. The guys made will not count because they did not try in the challenge. Great move by TJ. Great move by TJ.
Yes, I love this.
It apparently didn't affect the outcome of the vote at all, but I still appreciated that he called them out like that.
On principle.
It's like
I totally understand it.
He needed to make an example out of them, and
at the very least, it's a warning where it's like, hey, it didn't affect the outcome this time, but if you pull this shit again, like, it probably will.
Yeah. He also called them out for. He always gives them one warning, right? With fighting, it's like, hey, this is your one warning, and it's like the same thing. Like, hey, you guys weren't fighting this time, and that's not okay. We want you to fight in the challenges, but not in the challenges. TJ doesn't like when you do it wrong. Nani points out...
Yeah, he told them to fight, and then they fought, and he went, not like that.
Not like that. Nani points out that because the women tried in the challenge, that means that women are braver and stronger than men, and we can all agree on that because we are feminists here on this podcast.
Yeah, I'm a male feminist. I agree. Yeah. These ladies are out there girl bossing.
Mm-hmm.
Getting it done.
It's amazing. Women are incredible. How they can do things like throw other women off cargo nets in the water.
It's really funny that we're still at a point where they're like, we're going to throw in this segment about how, like, women are people. Like, damn, no way.
Yeah. Remember on Survivor when they were like, when Sandra was like, a woman's going to win this season. And then instead there was a sexual assault charge.
Yeah, boy. Oh, boy. I had forgotten about that.
Yeah, we try not to think about it too much.
Yeah, that's rough.
Because otherwise, fun season. Really fun season, other than that.
Yeah, no. Yeah, other than the sexual assault, pretty good.
I don't know if it's sexual assault or harassment, but either way, not great.
Yeah, it was more harassment, I think, but still, like, not that that makes it any better.
We don't need to go over this again. We've talked enough about Island of the Islands.
Yeah, you can listen to Island of the Islands coverage if you want to hear us talk about this and maybe not hear me laugh when someone mentioned sexual assault. That maybe wasn't the reaction I should have had. It's a serious issue.
It's, you know, it is what it is. If you want to go back and listen to those episodes, it's 200 through 214. Where were we? Oh, yeah, we were in the crater. At the crater... doesn't matter that the boys' votes don't count because Jay and Teresa are still voted in, which means Leroy, now double agent for the second time, volunteers to go in. I was not excited about this elimination because I really like both of these guys.
Yeah, that's where I was at with it. It was like, Leroy should go in and try and get his gold skull because you only have so many opportunities, but I was kind of hoping he'd throw Nam in there.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know. Do you think Nam would have been good at this... this elimination?
It's hard to say. I don't feel like I've seen him in any he hasn't been in any single elimination,
he hasn't.
It's hard to tell how good he's going to be.
This elimination was, once again, a fire escape, but this time it's longer and has more obstacles. Did they just forget to make eliminations this season? This is like the third time we've seen this one.
God, we only have the budget for three eliminations.
I guess so. So it's Leroy versus Jay, and Jay does really good, but Leroy just has like 8 inches on him, so he can't. He's just a longer dude, so he has to cover less ground. So Leroy ends up winning and stays.
Yeah, this one was never really. It was like from the get go, it seemed pretty obvious that Leroy was going to win. Yeah. You know, like basically right when they started, it was like, oh, all right.
Yeah. Which, like, fine. I like Jay. Just fine.
I love Jay.
But it's very clear that he is not the focus of this season. Leroy and Cam are the focus of this season, it seems like.
Yes, they are. They're getting the winners out. Yeah,
and I am not upset, because I really like both of these people.
No, that's what I want.
So Leroy...
As evidenced by who I picked.
Leroy stays with Casey, which means Teresa is now Corey's new partner. And we know what happens with Corey's partners.
Yeah. Not something you want to be this season.
Cursed Corey. That's what we're calling him now. Yeah. We love alliteration here on the show. Here's another thing. I was telling about Corey and his various
just
daughters.
Corey. Just Corey is the sequel to Just Chandler.
Yeah. And then all of the audience is like, it seems like they're kind of getting away from the alliteration, but... Okay. And I said, remember the band CNC Music Factory, trying to explain.
You were explaining CNC Fuck Factory?
I was trying to explain CNC Fuck Factory, and I said, do you know who CNC Music Factory is? And she said, no, and I said, never mind then.
Well, I think all you would have had to do was be like, I got the power, or like, what's the other one? It's like things that make you go,
Thomas, I'll be honest with you. I think about CNC Fuck Factory a lot more than CNC Music Factory at this point.
Yeah, gonna make you sweat.
Yeah, that's the big one.
Things that make you go, is one of those. Sorry, I just keep thinking if there's a Delocated joke where they're gonna make a parody song for John called Things That Make You Go Furt, because furt is a thing that he says.
Yeah, it's good.
But yeah, gonna make you sweat, everybody dance now.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Thomas, it's about time we get into the points that we... won this week. You might recall last week it was a tie game. We each had 14 points. Cam and Leroy.
Yeah, how did that go afterwards?
Cam and Leroy both survived this week, so you got a point for each of them. I had picked Jay to win overall, and Nicole. Jay was eliminated, so I got 0 points for that. You said Casey and Leroy would win this week's challenge. I said Big CT would win, so you got a point. I didn't get a point this week for that, but you did. You said Jay would get voted in, whereas I said Fessy would get voted in. So you got a point. You got a point for that as well. I said that Fessy would be going home, whereas you said Jay would be going home. So you got a point for that as well. So. You have 19 points now. I have 14 points now.
You only 14 points, huh?
Look, it's a good spot to be.
You'll probably make it up in these next couple weeks because you're getting those free points every week.
It's, you know... You gotta make them think that you're not gonna win so that when you do win, it's more exciting.
Yeah, Oh, yeah, okay.
It's like...
You're playing mind games right now.
Yes, thank you for understanding. Never in the 5 years we've been doing this
I don't know that I've ever beat your ass this bad in a week before.
I've never been more disappointed in myself as long as we've been doing predictions. Thomas, who is winning the next mission?
Oh, boy. I'm going to say Corey and Teresa.
Wow. No way. No way.
I think that would be interesting.
Okay. Okay, fine. I'm going to say, you know what? Fuck it. Darrell and Amber B. Why not? It's about time we see something out of them. Who's getting voted in? It's a women's elimination, remember? You said you already picked Corey and Teresa to win the mission, so they can't be voted in.
I'm going to say... CT and Big T are voted in.
I'm sorry, who?
Big CT.
Thank you. I'm going to say it's probably going to be Teresa.
CNT Music Factory.
Yeah, exactly. I think,
which also, honestly, you could also call Corey and Teresa that.
Yeah, true. I liked Jay and Teresa being a team because he kept calling her T. So it's T and Jay, and then also TJ Lavin. So TJ, there's a lot of TJs on the show, and that's fun. Thomas Jane, he's also on the show sometimes. Thomas Jane is not on the show.
You're thinking of the show Hung. That was on HBO.
That's right. Okay. I'm saying Teresa's getting voted in because, one, she's pissed everybody off. Two, she's Corey's partner, and we know it's cursed Corey now. Cursed Corey in the house. Yeah.
It's, right. I mean, yeah. Yeah. Who can deny?
Who's going home?
I am going to say, I think that they're going to choose Amber B, and I think Amber B is going to go home.
Oh, okay.
No, if it was her against Big T, I think Big T would probably go home. So I'm going to say Big T.
Wow, no faith in Big T. Rude. I'm going to say Teresa, and her elimination record is not great, to be honest. It's less than 500, I think. Got not a lot of faith in her. And again, she's Corey's partner. Corey can't hold on to a partner, both in Double Agents and in real life.
That you make a good point. That's a compelling argument.
Who is going to be the agent who is stolen by the winner of the next elimination?
I'm going to say that Amber B sticks with Durrell.
I think that's a good call. I'm going to say CT is chosen.
Okay.
I'd hate to see that happen.
That would be unfortunate.
What music is getting played?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm going to say that they're going to play The Killing Moon by Echo and the Bunnymen.
I'm going to say Just Like Honey by Jesus and Mary Chain.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the music. That's the predictions. That's what's happening on the challenge in the future. Thomas, what's your Twitter?
You can follow me at Tom Not Tom.
Great. You can follow the show at DYWSLN on Twitter. On Instagram, it is The Only Survivor Podcast, because, as you know, most of the time this is a Survivor podcast, but as long as the challenge is on and Survivor's not, it's a challenge podcast. And it's the challenge podcast. Yeah, maybe MTV claims that they host their own official podcast about the challenge, but I don't think so, because this is the only one I've ever heard of. Anyway, you can review us on Apple Podcasts. What's that review? Boilerplate review.
That is, of course, this is my favorite podcast. I like it better than all the other podcasts. I give it a big thumbs up. Jake, 5 stars only. Jake, I have some breaking news.
Okay.
Breaking news from 3 days ago.
Oh.
But I think that you need to hear.
Okay.
This is a story from themix.net.
Okay.
Headlined: this popular show Returning the Favor canceled by Facebook. Was surprised when Facebook notified him that his popular show Returning the Favor would not be returning for another season. So okay. Yeah, it's been canceled.
Okay. Well, that was great.
I'll keep you updated on any further developments in that story.
Not necessary. Again, we don't talk about that man on the show. Don't know why you keep bringing him up. His name is always bleeped out. So, just take this time to say, have a great quarantine.
Deuces. I lay awake at night, false lover, just so trouble. It's hard to keep a job, laid off, I'm having double trouble. But hey, hey, yeah.
So, we got a new listener. Her name is and she is
okay.
So I forced
Hello,
her
welcome.
Into it. That's the
That's how you know that you're in a healthy relationship, when you're forcing your partner to listen to your dumb podcast.
Bad news is, apparently we don't talk about her.
You talk about podcast. What would I say? I've never met her.
That's what
I didn't even know her name until you just said it. That sounds like a problem between you and her. Like, Jake, we should bleep her name.
We don't really talk about it. I can't do that. You'd be so mad.
No, you have to do it. You have to do it. You know how this podcast works. You have to. She.
If no, she hasn't done.
She is an enemy of the podcast. Take the money and run, Jake.
She's done nothing to
also anytime that you reference
this treatment.
To bleep it out.
My friend.
No,
yeah.
Friend is also just my boop.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a good idea. She's gonna love it.
She'll love it, yeah,
this.
She'll definitely keep listening because you're gonna make her, because apparently that's how this works.
Look, it's a very serious relationship. We're actually very happy together. Yeah. And she's gonna hear this after I post it, and she'll be like, actually, you know what? Don't ever come over again.
Dig is manipulating women into listening to podcasts.
Okay, well, is that only because every person I've dated since we started this podcast has listened to this podcast briefly and then forgotten about it almost immediately after we break up?
Yeah, they like me too much. They were afraid of how much they liked me, so they stopped listening.
It's just, I'm too charming, too likable, yeah. Too, it's too easy to get along with me. It's good. It's really good. I'm very good at relationships. Can't wait. Are we in trouble with anybody in your personal life that I don't know about?
Not to my knowledge. I mean, look, I think it's only fair we made an enemy of the podcast.
We did
edit make some.
Out, so
I think we should make. Yeah, anyone too. that is, you know, spending a lot of time with you should also be an enemy of the podcast.
Hooray! We did it.